clearing out Gaza, a Riviera on the Mediterranean. All of that, quite frankly, simply strengthens the Israeli far right and those who really want Netanyahu to just go back to war.
So when you look
and
at...
I'm sure that the...
My apologies, but when you think about this coming Saturday and what may happen, what do you think will happen?
So what I was trying to get at is that there isn't a tremendous amount of good faith in these negotiations in the first place. I think Hamas is very concerned about it breaking down because the scenario for Hamas, if this breaks down, is far worse than if it continues. So it's not because they're a good actor. It's that this doesn't work in terms of their interests. But when it comes to the Israeli side, and of course they're the ones that have the most power in this relationship, they see so many different possibilities opening up as the result of Trump's plans that he's made clear over the past couple of weeks. So it's a very dangerous time. We might see an extension of phase one. We might see more hostages being released or more prisoners being released. But I don't know how much faith we can put into the idea that phase two will take place without tremendous pressure from the Trump administration on the Israelis, which I just don't think is very likely at the present moment.
Look, speaking of Trump's plan, the Reuters news agency is reporting, citing Egyptian security sources, in fact, that the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, reportedly will not travel to Washington for talks at the White House scheduled for some time this month, if that agenda includes U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to uproot Palestinians from Gaza. Is this plan setting up the U.S. and Egypt on some sort of collision course?
Well, yes and no, in the sense that neither Egypt nor Jordan will accept the Riviera plan, and they have the full backing of the Arab League in that regard. And I think, frankly, everywhere else in the world, we've seen this narrative coming about where, the Arabs are not in favor of the Riviera plan. Well, actually, the world isn't in favor of the Riviera plan. The UK, the EU, many of the US's own allies internationally have come out very, very strongly against the idea that you can just move Palestinians out and create some sort of Riviera on the Mediterranean there instead. So I think that it does make it clear that, you know, D.C. and Cairo really just don't see eye to eye on this. Having said that, they haven't really seen eye to eye when it comes to the Gaza war and the last 15 months generally. I do think that the Egyptian president will go to D.C. eventually, but I think wants to have a plan. The Jordanian king yesterday said that there are discussions that are undergoing. I think that we'll see coming out of different Arab partners together, which I think the Arab League will endorse,
right,
a plan for reconstruction of Gaza, and then, you know, maybe a visit to D.C.
I did want to ask you what you think Cairo will propose. Right. I did want to ask you what Cairo will propose, but also how long Egypt can hold this off for, because at the end of the day, Egypt is a huge recipient, one of the biggest recipients, in fact, of U.S. foreign aid. And Donald Trump has threatened to possibly withhold foreign aid from the two countries, Jordan and Egypt.
So there are two things here. First of all, in terms of the plan, I think it'll really go in. I have not seen any plan, but my expectation will be is that it will go into talking about reconstruction, about how to do reconstruction without having Palestinians leave, so temporary residences in Gaza. You know, I think it'll go into that sort of detail, and possibly talk about taking people for medical reasons, like the Jordanian king did yesterday with regards to 2,000 Palestinian children. When it comes to keeping up the pressure and the aid, so one, Trump actually walked back somewhat his threat about aid with regards to Jordan last night. When it comes to Egypt, you are right. Of course, Egypt is the second largest recipient of American aid, second to Israel. It's a far second, of course. But when it comes to that aid, most of it goes right back to the United States in terms of engaging with military contractors. So it would be really, you know, not in the U.S. interest to actually cut that in the first place. And second, when you look at Egypt's overall GDP, we're talking a tiny amount. And it's certainly an amount that could be offset by support from the Gulf. So I don't think the aid is going to be remotely sufficient to get Egypt to say, you know what, yeah, we're going to go for this Riviera plan. I frankly don't see a scenario where either the Jordanians or the Egyptians, for purely very strategic interests, will say, yeah, sure, we'll go for the Riviera plan. I just don't see that scenario being possible.
Okay, we'll leave it there. H.A. Hellyer, Senior Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, speaking to us from Cairo. Thank you.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. you know, it's understood. It's full or it ain't no good. And when the band is playing, want the full tune. And when we walk in the moonlight, want the full moon. Cause you know, it's understood. It's full or it ain't no good. If you'll share my cottage for two, I'll be a king with a queen for a spouse. And maybe in a year or a few, we'll have a full house. So when you kiss me, honey, want the full kiss. And give the full hug, honey, then we can't miss. Cause you know, it's understood. It's full or it ain't no good. Shining above and those stars that are twinkling so bright, they're winking, it's time to love, and they're full right. So when you kiss me, honey, want the full kiss, and give the full hug, honey, then we can't miss. Cause you know, it's understood. When you kiss me, when you hug me, it must be full or it ain't no good.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
We'll be right back. He don't love me like I love him the way that he should. I got it bad and then ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of
about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
And left me crying after you.